Walker County is seeing steady early voter turnout with 419 ballots already cast in the first days of the state's primary. Statewide, a record 35,352 voters showed up on the first day of early voting. That's a 29% increase over 2022. Brad Raffensperger says the strong numbers show confidence in the election process, adding his office is working closely with counties to keep voting running smoothly. So far, more than 111,000 Georgians have voted early, with over 1,700 absentee ballots accepted. Early voting continues through the coming weeks ahead of Election Day. Residents in Lafayette will have one final chance to weigh in on efforts to improve roadway safety across the city. City officials are hosting a Safe Streets open house today at noon. It'll be held at the Lafayette Walker County Public Library. The drop-in event will allow residents to review results from the recent public survey and learn about proposed safety improvements for drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. Officials say the project is focused on making city streets safer using community feedback. Attendees can stop by any time during the session to ask questions and share input. This is the final open house before the plans move forward. More information is available at safestreetslafayette.com. The city of Lafayette is moving ahead with major projects aimed at reshaping downtown, expanding recreation, and improving citywide connections. A $6.3 million federal grant will help transform Villanow Street with environmental work beginning this year. Plans include green space, roadway changes, and pedestrian upgrades, linking the Mars Art District to the downtown square. Nearby, Traverse Park is now expected to open May the 30th during the Honeybee Festival. It will feature trails, a skate park, disc golf, and climbing areas. The projects tie into the city's Pollinator Trails Network, designed to connect parks and neighborhoods, with new wayfinding signage coming later this year. We've got more news right after this. Walker County is being honored at the state level for its work in animal welfare. The county earned a 2026 Georgia County Excellence Award from the Association of County Commissioners in Georgia. It recognizes the spay and neuter voucher program through the Walker County Animal Shelter. The program issues up to 40 vouchers a month for free surgeries, microchips, and rabies shots. Officials say demand is high, with more than 500 people on the waiting list. Details on all of these stories and so much more on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.